Are you ready? Get training now at Metro Shooting Supplies. Illinois requires 16 hours of training. If you've already taken Metro's day one class, sign up now for day two to finish up. If you are new to Illinois training, sign up for day one and get 8 hours under your belt. Weekend classes available in Belleville and Bridgeton. Stop by and sign up today. Get your Illinois concealed carry training at Metro Shooting Supplies. BuyLearnShoot.com or Facebook.com/Metro Training Academy.
Let's talk a little tech talk. What do you say? You have a question? TV question? Shopping for television? Computer? Cell phone? You want to know what jailbreaking means, hotspot means, and a thousand other terms that I don't even know what they mean? We have the man who can answer your questions. His name is Jose Hernandez. He's brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. They are terrific stores, and they have some great products to help your house be a better place to live, including, of course, the great Oric vacuum cleaner, but a whole lot more. Check it out. Tell them your AM and the PM. Here's how this works. I'm going to give you the numbers. You're going to call, and it's first come, first serve. You get a chance to ask a guy who knows a whole lot more about this stuff than we do your technical questions. 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. Of course, the other number's toll free too if you're, you know, in the St. Louis area. Pretty much everything's toll free now, so I don't even know why we still have those numbers. Folks, give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Hey.
I would like to start by asking you a question, Jose.
Okay.
When the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and I think you'd agree that most people who read it now read it online. Would you agree with that?
No.
You would not agree with that?
Nope.
Really?
Most people that read it, that read, they get the paper copy on weekends, but mostly for the short stories or stuff they just want to have a quick look at, they'll read it online.
That's what I said, though. Most people that read, I think most people that go to the Post for anything go online. That's not true?
Their subscriptions are still pretty good as far as the actual hard copy.
All right, how do they track how many people are going online to read STL Today? Do they have a way of tracking that? Like if I just go to my computer and I go STL Today and I pull it up, do they know I did that?
Yes.
They do?
Yeah, they know that you did that. They know what operating system's on your computer, what web browser you used, how many pages you visited, how long you stayed on each page.
Wow.
If you filled out any sort of survey information like your name, address, phone number, zip code, but never hit send or entered any of the contests or stuff that they have, they know that you entered that information and what it is.
Okay.
Yes. That's how they sell their advertising, right? I mean, with that information?
Yeah, you sell website advertising based on the analytics of who's visiting your website, what pages they're looking at, how many pages they look at, how long did they stay on the page.
So unlike radio, they actually have an accurate way of telling you exactly who. Now, do they have a demographic breakdown? Do they know?
The information for demographics doesn't come from your computer. So until you tell them that you're a male or a female, what your age bracket is, what your income bracket is, they have no idea.
Okay, but what they have up on radio is at least they have a way of having numbers.
Oh, extremely precise.
Here's how many people. Yeah, we don't have that. We have no way of knowing. What do you have for us today?
For those of you that are worried about the NSA tracking everything, there is a company that has made a new, it's a bag, it's called ShieldSack. It basically is...
That sounds like an athletic protection thing.
Yeah.
Football players.
It is a Faraday cage for electronic devices. Signals are blocked from entering or leaving the bag. Phones will not ring. Items with ID chips like passports, credit cards can't be scanned, can't communicate. The device, like some of the devices have GPS that can't be turned off. Once it's inside the bag, whoever's trying to find it will never see it again.
So this is your way of protecting yourself from identity theft.
Exactly.
Hmm. All right. What else?
List of the 2013 worst passwords are out.
Well, I'm guessing password is still one of them.
Password number 2. Number 10 is Adobe 123. Number 9 was interesting. I love you.
Yeah.
Number 8, 123456 7. Number 7 was 111111. Number 6 was 1 to 9. Number 5 was ABC 123, a Michael Jackson favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4 was QWERTY.
What?
QWERTY.
It's the first letters.
It's the letters across the top of the keyboard.
Okay.
Number three was 1 to 8. Number two was password. And the number one password that was used last year was 1 to 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So, folks, wow. If you have any of those passwords, I would recommend you change them now.
Okay. And by the way, it's just as easy if you want one number, go 888888. Just don't do the ones.
Right.
Okay.
But people use the ones for some reason. Target, our friends at Target, after affecting 110 million people's possible credit and credit cards, has sent out 70 million emails, to which the people who receive them are worried that the emails are legitimate. Target is offering them a year's worth of free credit monitoring service, but the people who are getting it figure that Target's system had been hacked again or was part of the original hack and aren't opening the emails.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's an ongoing snowballing problem.
Yes. ATM user, Frank?
No.
Yeah, 95% of the 420,000 ATMs in the United States run on Windows XP. As of April 8th of this year, XP will no longer be supported by Microsoft, making those ATMs vulnerable to all sorts of hacks and attacks.
Oh, man.
The problem is the equipment is 13 years old and either has to be upgraded or complete new machines installed. So if you have an ATM account with a bank, you might want to call them and ask them when they'll be upgrading their ATMs.
Hmm.
Apple has agreed to, with the Fair Trade Commission, to refund $32.5 million. Seems Apple forgot to tell people that if you logged on to your iPhone or iPad for your children, entered a password so they could buy like an app or some little game, there's a 15-minute window after that that it's open and the kids can purchase unlimited applications, whatever they want, without any more parental input.
Oops.
Well, you know what I have noticed, though, if I buy, let's say, a song on iTunes, and they ask me for my Apple password.
Yep.
If I buy another one within about 3 or 4 minutes, it doesn't ask again.
Up to 15 minutes.
Wow. All right. Okay.
And last but not least, just when you thought it was safe to adventure into Windows, Windows 9 will be available starting April of 2015.
Yeah. About time. You ready for calls?
Please.
All right. One more time. Last time I'll give the numbers. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Here's Sterling. Sterling, say hi to Jose.
Good afternoon, Jose.
Sterling?
I have a Windows phone, but I've got a Mac computer.
Yes?
And I try to download photographs and video onto my computer, and it's not happening.
Let's see. I presume they're standard JPEG format, or are they some sort of special format for the Windows phone?
See, I don't even know that.
Yeah. You plug the phone into a USB cord and you plug it into the Mac.
Right.
Does the Mac recognize that the device is actually attached to it?
Yeah, but it doesn't go into like a camera roll or albums or people or anything like that. It just recognizes the device.
Right. Can you use your Mac browser to browse the device as if it were an attached hard drive?
No.
Okay. The best thing to do would head over to Google and search the Windows Phone forums. I'm sure somebody with a Mac has had this problem before, but it sounds like there's some sort of driver or DLL that needs to be added to your Mac.
Yeah, DLL is what I was going
to
say.
Yeah.
Dynamic Link Library to be added to your Mac so that the Mac will recognize it as an external hard drive, and then you can just drag and drop files off of it, including your pictures.
Oh, okay. So something for the Mac that will accept the anything.
That'll recognize the Windows Phone as a storage device.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Thank you, Sterling.
Thank you.
Russ, you're up. Say hi to Jose.
Jose, LG TV, LED, LCD.
What? Wait, you know what? Mike Tyson knows what you're trying to say. Mike, what's he trying?
A-R.
No.
Yeah. A-M-R-R-I-N.
No, that's, I'm sorry. I thought he knew. Sorry.
LED, LCD, boot time, and wireless internet.
Okay.
Help me out.
Well, most of the TVs that they sell currently, especially LG, they're all getting quote-unquote smarter, which means they have applications built into the television set. So basically you either connect it wirelessly through Wi-Fi or through a hardwired network cable, and you can do things like your Hulu account, your Netflix account, Facebook, Twitter, those kind of things. LCD versus LED, it basically depends on the size and the pricing.
Okay.
The plasma is another one. Also, DLP, which is a rear projection that uses little mirrors. There's also an OLED, which is an organic light-emitting diode. As I've talked to a lot of folks before, you have a price point you're looking at. You want to find the biggest inches, diagonal inches for the screen, and then you should be interested in how many HDMI ports there are.
Hey, let me ask you a question, since Russ asked that question. The old days of standing, looking at TV in the store and getting off to an angle and you lose it, those are pretty much over, aren't they?
Yeah.
All these TVs you can see from any angle.
Correct.
Okay.
All right, so, we're looking at $600-$700.
Okay.
48 to 50.
47 to 55, probably.
Okay. Regarding the wireless, do I need to connect, call the people that I have my wireless with and tell them or what?
Do you have wireless in the house now?
Yes.
So you know what the password is?
I think.
Okay. Basically, you turn a television set on, you go through the setup, it'll ask you if you want to go ahead and connect to your wireless. It'll list all of the wireless, because I'm sure your neighbors have them as well, so you have to figure out which one is yours.
Uh-huh.
And then it'll ask you for the password, and it'll connect just like a laptop or any tablet.
So would the password be what my password be on my phone, my iPhone?
Whatever you use to attach to your wireless, yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Every once in a while, I actually feel almost smart because I knew what you meant. There's only one password for your router,
yes,
for your wireless. And it doesn't matter whether you're getting on with an iPad or a phone or the television.
It's
the same password.
And one helpful hint is get yourself a piece of masking tape or duct tape and write that password in a Sharpie and tape it to the bottom of that router.
Yes.
Because after a while, you know, it's like most people that have smartphones now don't remember the numbers. They're looking for people's names.
And nobody's going to steal the password off the bottom of your router. They'd steal it from out in the yard or next door.
They'd try
to.
They're not
coming in your house, yeah. That's great advice. Chuck is up. Chuck, say hi to Jose.
Jose, how are you today?
I'm excellent. Chuck, how are you?
Good. I've got a question. Is there possible to record from a CD? Record from the website to a CD or a flash drive or something like that. I can give you the website if you need that.
Is it like a YouTube?
Yes, yes.
If you'll do a Google search, there are some video conversion Java softwares that we basically run the software, drop the YouTube link into the top of it, and it will give you options to download the video file in different rates.
Okay, and then that could be to a DVD or a CD or a flash drive.
Once you download it to your hard drive, you'd burn it to a DVD or copy it to a flash drive.
Okay, got you. I think that's what Frank was going to say also.
Yes,
that's exactly what I was going to say, Chuck.
We'll talk about it at the commercials.
Thank you. Okay, then. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Chuck. You know, that's actually a great question, though, because one of the things that bugs me about the eventual elimination and extinction of CDs and DVDs is that was a great way to take something somewhere else and put it in somebody else's machine and play it. Everything I have now is in the computer, and I wondered, what if I did want to burn something that was on? So you're saying there's usually a way to do it if you just Google,
right,
and get some software to do it.
Well, the other one is if you had stuff on your computer you wanted to share with other people, you'd store it up to one of the cloud drives like Google Drive or Dropbox, those kind of places, and then you'd access it with a browser from wherever you were at.
Man, I got to get caught up. Rich, you are on with Jose. Say hi to Jose Hernandez.
How you doing, Jose?
I'm good, Rich. How are you?
How's everybody else?
We're doing great, good, Rich. Thank you.
Hallelujah. I've got an older laptop that has got a bunch of bad stuff on it, viruses, et cetera, I guess.
Porn.
Possibility. I have got, I tried to go to malwarebytes.org,
yep,
and my system settings will not let that program download.
Okay.
What do I have to change?
If you can get to a machine that isn't infected, you're going to want to go to avg.com. AVG has a boot disk that is designed for machines that are severely infected. You're going to have to read and understand how to create an image or an ISO file and how to make a disk from that. But the short version of it is you'll create the disk, You'll then boot the laptop that's infected, and instead of booting from the hard drive, you'll tell it to boot from the CD-ROM drive. And then once that happens, AVG should be able to get in there and find the viruses enough that then you can then install Malwarebytes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a procedure.
Okay, what if is it an option to wipe that computer clean? I've got all the software for it.
Absolutely.
Wipe it all clean and start over?
Yep.
Okay.
As long as you realize any of your user files that you've created are going to be gone once you wipe it.
Yeah, the only thing I care about on there now is pictures.
Okay, and you can copy those off pretty easily, I presume.
Another quick question.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Apple iPhones, and I've got iPad, and I've got cloud on them.
Yep.
Can you get rid of that cloud? Because it is, I think it's done more harm than good as far as spreading everything out to everybody.
I am relatively sure you can get rid of it. I am also relatively sure that Apple has a fairly lengthy procedure and a couple hoops that you're going to have to jump through to get it, but it can be done.
Okay. Alrighty.
All right. Thank you, Rich.
I will do my best. Thank you, sir.
It's another great question. And how do you get rid of stuff in the cloud?
I say that based on the fact that anything you try and do with Apple has you jumping through hoops to do stuff.
Yeah. Mike's turn. Mike, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How you doing?
Good, Mike.
Just real quick question. Have you seen the movie Her? And if you have, what do you think of it?
I have seen the movie Her. It's an excellent chick flick. Unfortunately, as a technician, I had several questions about, I can't get a cell phone signal in the dome. How does this guy get signal to talk to his computer in the middle of the forest?
Okay. Good point. Okay. Fair enough. Thanks.
Yeah, you know what? That movie, that's the only movie of the ones that are up for all the Academy Awards that I haven't seen. This is the first year that I've seen this many, and I just won't go see it. My wife mentioned going to see it. I just cannot bring myself to go see a movie about a guy in love with a computer voice. Was it any good? Forget the chick flick part. Obviously, it's a chick flick. Did you like it?
It's a good movie. It brings up some interesting questions about technology and where it's headed.
Well, they need better trailers, because the trailers they had made me not want to go. If it's better than the trailers, they screwed that up.
Yeah.
Because that will do it for me. That'll be the determining factor. And a lot of times, you know how the trailers are the very best part of the movie, and you've seen the best of it, if
right.
You've seen those. So what you're saying is maybe it's a little better movie than the trailers would.
The trailer hasn't shown you all the good parts.
All right, we're out of time. I wish we weren't, but
dang,
we are. They'll always be next week, and there's always Jose's email address, which is techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. Please, please don't forget that he's brought to you by Oric. Oric has been doing this and supporting and sponsoring this for years and years and years. And the way that you can thank them and keep them on board is just to stop in and go, hey, AM and the PM, didn't know you made anything except vacuum cleaners. I'd like to look around. You'll be glad you did. Give it up if you would. Give your email. Yes, techquestions@ktrs.com. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Yeah.
Good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. Well, this day is flying by. We go out to North County, the Washington Elizabeth exit off 270. You know what's there. It's Johnny Londo Chevrolet. He's not available, but the wonderful Kitty Harrison is with us. Hello, Kitty.
Hi, guys. How are you all today?
Good. And good, Kitty is obviously a nickname, and John's told us your name. What is it, Catherine, or what is
Catherine.
It?
It's Catherine. My family was big into nicknames.
And how come you didn't end up with Katie, or how did Kitty happen?
Well, my grandmother, who I'm named after, was Catherine, but she was Cat, and she was from Ireland, lived with us, so I was named after her, and they did Catherine Kitty.
Ireland. That's my Irish laugh that I do.
It was very good, too. Well, I haven't heard my grandma's laugh in quite some time, but he sounded just like her, actually, yeah. Frank.
Thank you. Thank you. What are we doing today? What are we selling today?
My gosh, we're selling everything. I thought maybe I could get somebody else up here to come and talk shop, but we are busy. John's away from the dealership for a few days, so everyone's taking advantage of that and coming in and buying cars. Don't tell him I said that, though. We're very, very busy.
Is he in Dallas buying furniture? No, wait, that's another
guy. That's another
guy. I don't know. I'm not privy to his schedule, so I don't know. He might be in meetings. He's in meetings. He's away on assignment, taking one from your book.
So when he comes back, what is it that you want us to help you accomplish?
Well, I think we are already accomplishing it. We were busy on Saturday, and we have been slammed.
You had a good weather-wise, you got lucky.
Exactly. What a difference 2 weeks makes. Can you believe it was only 2 weeks ago that we were buried in snow, freezing temperatures. Today it was beautiful.
It's a 50-degree difference, actually.
Right. It was lovely, and I think people are getting the message, now's the time to buy cars. Interest rates are low. We've got a lot of inventory, although I'm watching a lot of people coming and going with cars, so that's good. That's good news. He'll be back in the office on Thursday and be very happy, I think.
Okay. Anything in particular that you have too much of?
We just have a lot of inventory. I think people could come in here. I'd like to say we're going to push a particular model, but we have great prices on every vehicle on the lot, so I just encourage people to come in or even go online. We have Chip. I know you guys, didn't you talk to Chip last week? Chip Underberg?
He's had so many people in his office, I can't remember. I think so.
Chip is our internet sales manager. He runs our BDC and doing a great job, but he is actually delivering cars all the time to somebody's house. With the paperwork, they never have to leave. It's a great thing.
Now, I have a suggestion. If we do this again this week, can you get your hands on a duck call? If you just did the duck call, maybe next time you go to his office, swipe a duck call.
You know how he is. He's a germaphobe. I don't think that would go over well.
He won't know. You wipe it down, he won't know. I'd love to hear you blow the duck call next
time. Somebody would talk, and he'd have that would send him over the edge, I'm afraid.
All right. Well,
you know how he is? He's a little funny about that whole, he likes clean. You come in here, you know he likes clean. He likes everything clean.
Well, I know the website and I know the phone number, but why
we do. How about Landoff.com, 24/7, folks, and please look at the pricing and then contact Chip Underberg. He will do what he can to get that deal done. Also, visit us, Florissant, Missouri. Beautiful Florissant, Dunn Road and Washington Elizabeth. Or 314-837-1800.
All right.
By the way, I'm AM in the PM. You never even let me say that.
Well, we don't let people say it. They just have to say it.
That's right. I'm sorry. I should have blurted it out right away.
It's all right. You're open late tonight. We will
late.
We will send you some business.
Thank you so much. Bye, guys. We'll talk with you probably Wednesday.
All right. You bet.
Thanks. Bye now.
Kitty Harrison from Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. We'll take a break when we come back. Something I'm going to try to do and do it in a way that I don't make people mad. And it has to do with a tremendous Polish joke that somebody sent me. And it just got me to wondering. I know what happened to Polish jokes or Polak jokes, as they used to call them. I know why they became politically incorrect. But this is a joke. You can't change it. You know what happened with Polish jokes? They were changed to blonde jokes. That's all. They just took all the Polish jokes. But this one, you can't. And I'll try to figure out how to tell you why and what it is. I'll work on it during the break. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
And we're going to get a look at traffic now. We've had a few problems out there, even though it's the MLK holiday. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. Yeah, really not much going on. They have cleared that accident on westbound 44th in the through lanes. Got an emergency vehicle on the right shoulder, and then they are still working with that one on the ramp from westbound 44, or Hampton to westbound 44. Traffic is all thinned out there. A little bit busy on southbound 270 between Highway 40 and Doherty Ferry. Nothing really bad. And they are still working with that accident. It's on eastbound 64 at Highway 158 at Scott Air Force Base. It's an overturned tractor trailer. And the one at 21 at Y, that one has been cleared in DeSoto. And this traffic report brought to you by Radio Shack. Trade in 5 working portable electronics and get $25 credit toward a Fitbit Flex tablet or more at Radio Shack through 228 in stores. Details at RadioShack.com. Void where prohibited. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
Congratulations to Mike Kelly, the voice of the Mizzou Tigers on KTRS, for picking up yet another award. This time, he was voted Missouri Broadcaster of the Year by the National Sportscasters and Sportswriters Association. Mike Kelly, we tip our hats to you from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability, they're clean, and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better. and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
The garage is known for keeping your car out of the elements, but it can also play a big role in the pursuit of a dream, like band practice.
I messed up.
American Family Insurance protects more than your stuff.
From the top.
We protect your dreams. No matter if those dreams take you from playing in your garage.
It's okay, we'll get it. Come on, let's do it one more time.
To the biggest stage of all. Take a moment to get inspired, and then go to amfam.com to share your dream and join the community of dreamers.
Here we go.
Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Underwritten by American Family Insurance, Mutual, Standard of Ohio, and Wisconsin Companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 5373.
Are you suffering with your dentures? Are you suffering from not being able to eat what you want? Well, we have a solution. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care. He is fully certified, trained, and an expert in dental implants. He can take your existing dentures and turn them into new implants, and you'll be able to eat anything you want. The results are truly amazing. He can take your existing dentures, or he can start fresh. Either way, people are able to eat corn on the cob, they're able to eat their favorite steak, and they're actually able to enjoy their life again. Dental implants is the way to go, and you want to go with somebody you can trust. And you can trust Dr. Bowen. He's been an expert in this for years. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, 314-921-3500. Even if you're looking for a second opinion, call Dr. Bowen. He'll be happy to give you a free consultation. Dr. Bowen and dental implants for your existing dentures or from scratch. Dr. Bowen Dental Care or BowenDentalCare.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
I'm Rashida Jones.
And I'm Quincy Jones. I know how fast time goes by and the importance of cherishing life's special moments. In the blink of an eye, your world can change and suddenly you're faced with health risks.
1 in 6 men will develop prostate cancer in their lifetime, and every 16 minutes a man dies of prostate cancer in the U.S. But prostate cancer is often treatable.
So speak to your healthcare provider about a plan for your prostate health. Go to PCF.org
or visit standuptocancer.org.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
I don't know who this is.
Anytime.
Share.
Share. Any day.
There was a great concert on last night. I don't know if you get AXS channel.
Yes,
I do. They show a lot of concerts.
Yeah, and I've seen a couple of great concerts.
Paul McCartney from 2009 at Citi Field in New York. It was.
He still puts on a great show.
He does. Oh my goodness.
All right, so I know that Polak is derogatory. I get that. It even sounds derogatory. Polak. You agree?
Yes.
Okay, I'm in favor of the elimination of that. I guess my first question is, how did when people told the Polish jokes, at what point and why did somebody decide that the Polish people would be the target? Did something happen that a famous Polish person did something stupid or something? How does that happen?
I don't know.
I mean, I think it's a great question. There was a reason that somebody said, hey, let's tell Polish jokes. Now, the blonde thing, I get, because for decades there's been this stereotype of the ditzy blonde. And the blondes in the movies didn't do anything to dispel it, because they came off. Remember that gal on the Carson, Carol Wayne? She was the huge boobs, and he was the guy with the stick or the baton. Oh, what was it? He was like a used car salesman. And she was this ditzy blonde. Well, go back to Laugh In. Goldie Hawn. So I kind of get that. I also find it interesting that no blondes ever make a big deal out of those jokes, because, quite frankly, I don't think most blondes are real blondes anyway. So they're not true blondes. And I'm dancing around this because somebody, a listener, sent me this great, great joke. And as soon as I saw it, I remembered it. And it's a joke that I actually, over the years, have told. But I haven't told it for many, many, many years, because unlike most of the Polish jokes. When I was a kid, by the way, there were little moron jokes. Why did the little moron cross the road? Why did the little moron, did you hear about the little moron? And the little moron became Polish jokes. And then we took Polish jokes and changed them to either FM DJ jokes or blonde jokes. But this one, you can't. Now I'm stuck, because I want to tell it, but I don't want to get any emails from people. I can't believe you told it. It's a joke. It's a joke. And if nothing else, it's an example of a joke you don't hear told anymore. And I get that. But it's interesting in that it only works as a Polish joke. So I don't know whether to tell. I'm stuck. I'm serious. I'm stuck here. Because I don't want anybody. It doesn't have the word Polak in it, which we've agreed is derogatory. I'm going to think about this.
All right.
I need to hear from Polish listeners. You can email me if you're Polish. Because if enough Polish people said, there's a guy in St. Louis, and he's a radio guy. He's in sales. He's not on the air. He's very Polish. His name is very Polish. This guy used to tell me the greatest Polish jokes, and he loved them. But see, that's different. He can do that. He can do it. That's his choice. I have to be careful. I just have to be careful. Now, I'd like to make a statement I think everybody will agree with regarding the upcoming Super Bowl and the games this past weekend. Have we not seen enough of two people holding these things up, one with the D and the other one a piece of fence?
Oh, man.
Really? I mean, come on. You think when you do that anybody goes, hey, look, defense. It's old. It's tired. Stop doing it. For goodness sakes. I saw that again yesterday. I thought, it's like the foam finger, the number one. That was really funny the first time you saw it. And the defense thing was really clever the first time you saw it, and maybe the first 200 or 300 times you saw it. Here's another thing I'd like to address while I'm making my State of the World speech. Is anybody else really tired, even after the fact, of hearing that it's Michelle Obama's 50th birthday? I mean, I can't think of any president or first lady ever
where they made as big a deal out of anybody turning 50.
Yeah, every time you turn the news on or anything,
goodness.
I don't watch Michelle Obama. So I guess that's why.
Well, you don't watch the news, so you haven't been exposed to it. I'm serious. Hillary, when she was first lady, Barbara Bush would, let's think back, Reagan, that's right. I don't ever remember a big deal being made out of anybody's birthday. Why do you think that is? That this was like the biggest deal birthday ever.
Well, and maybe it's because it's 50, so we make a big deal out of 50, but I don't know why.
That's not it. And then the other thing that gripes me is two people who are now TV reporters who, they're not horrible, but those jobs should have gone to other young women. And I'm talking about Jenna Bush Hager and Chelsea Clinton. Just because they are who they are, they get jobs at NBC.
Yep.
And I've seen both of them. And I'm going to tell you something. There are 500 kids at Mizzou right now at journalism school or in schools all around here who are better and would be better than they are, but because, and that's just life. That's the way life works. Sometimes your bloodline will get you things. It's the lucky sperm club, they call it. You happen to be, you know, maybe it's a payback. Maybe NBC made a deal a long time ago. You get us this interview, we'll give your kid a job. But I watch them, and again, they're not horrible. I don't dislike Jenna Bush Hager. She seems like a sweet girl. But I watch her, and I think, you got to be kidding me. This is NBC. This is network. She gets the job over hundreds of other people that could have had it. 3-1 Oh, Martin Luther King Day today. So I think it'd be a good idea, if nothing else, go online and Google Martin Luther King and just pick out the part of his most famous quotes. This guy was a tremendous orator, and he was really smart. And he said some things that, when you read them now, make all the sense in the world. When he said them in his day, they didn't sit right with a lot of people, especially people in the South. I was in the South. And in the South, he was a blank disturber to a lot of people. He was making a ruckus. He was stirring it up. Yeah, he was. And thank goodness he did. But he was really, really bright and very well-spoken. And a guy who had all the opportunities in the world to lose his cool and lash out. And if you ever watch, he was arrested 20 times. And if you ever watch him under fire, under protest, having things thrown at him, he never lost it. He stayed that nonviolent course. And you got to respect him for that. Because in the midst of all that violence and all that anger and all that hate and all that, he was focused and determined to represent the black community with class and respect. Did you ever see Martin Luther King not dressed really well and classy? Did you ever see him? No. I didn't ever saw him in some Black Panther berets or anything but representing his people with class. So maybe take a moment, rather than just getting the day off and not knowing what it's all about, maybe take a moment to just learn something that you didn't know about him. Bill's on the phone. Hello, Bill. How are you?
I'm all right, Frank. How are you?
I'm great. What's going on?
You were talking about Dan's aunt's...
Aunt Gus.
Yeah, her needs.
She had these sexual desires at 108.
Well, I'm only in my 50s, and we just got married not too long ago, and my wife's needs changed from needing sex to needing to make sure that I didn't have any sex.
And you haven't been married that long?
Much.
How long have you been married?
13 years. But it's still, as far as I'm concerned, still right after marriage. And
it's still new.
It shouldn't be that way.
No, a lot of things shouldn't be that way, Bill. Yeah. But thanks for sharing with all the guys out there who are thinking about getting married. This is the kind of thing they need to hear.
Something happens when they eat the wedding cake. Yeah. There's something in that.
Okay. Yep.
All right, Paul. Frank, sorry.
Thank you, Bill.
Yep, and tell Dan I need to call back Friday when Paul's on.
Okay, why do you need to do that?
He had a story that I wanted to... I had something to say about. He was talking about a guy named Zhao over in China. He mm-hmm. was a factory worker. His mm-hmm. name was Zhao Cheng something. I don't know. But mm-hmm. his name is Zhao, and he was in a really bad factory accident. He had his arm cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And they had reattached. They took him to the hospital. They had attached his arm to his leg, and till they could get around to do the surgery to keep his arm alive.
Yeah.
They ran blood through there to, mm-hmm. in preparation for the surgery to get reattached. And I was calling to see if Paul could verify that the guy was still in the hospital. I mean, actually in the hospital, because mm-hmm. my wife stopped bringing home bacon, and all she brings me home is jowl now.
Oh.
That was a long way for that one.
Wow. Bill, please, Bill, tell me you're drinking.
Nope.
That's too bad.
You've not for 10 years.
All right. Well, why don't you call Paul with that great story Friday. Thank you, Bill.
Yep, bye.
I agree with you, Dan. Long way around for that.
So we'll have to hear that again on Friday?
Yeah. Don't forget.
Hey, you're in charge of the calls.
What, I know.
Who gets through and who doesn't get through? Tom, it's your turn. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Frank. I'm AM in the PO.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm the first to tell you that I'm Polish and I'm an idiot. And life is too serious and I'm going for the joke.
Now, why do you say you're an idiot? Then, not because you're Polish. You just happen to be Polish and an idiot. It's not because you're Polish.
I just go with it.
No, I think most people do. I appreciate it. I got one vote to tell it. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, Robert. I'm his buddy. Oh, shoot. We got Mike Evans, don't we?
Bill Clevland.
Bill Clevland. I'm all screwed up today. Maybe I can move on here, do a little business, get Bill Clevland in here. The business of Mark and Jason. There was a great story over the weekend of this guy. You see that guy in St. Louis who passed away, and he was just he lived like the most modest life, and it was one of those stories. He lived in a $30,000 house. His family didn't know he had saved and scraped and invested. And he leaves $2.8 million to his family members, his siblings, to these charities.
Wow.
Yeah, great story. Now this guy went to extremes, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, he would go to, like, the soup kitchens or the Meals on Wheels, and he never really spent. He lived in that little bitty home, and the guy's a millionaire. And the people who benefit after he dies. I don't know that you need to sacrifice that much. You could split the difference. You could have a nice, comfortable life. But still, he had a plan. He obviously had a financial plan. And my point is, for you folks to think to get financial advice and to have a plan, you have to be wealthy. No, he ended up wealthy. But this guy never made a lot of money. He was very much just a blue-collar, hard-working laborer type guy who was frugal, probably too frugal. So my point is, financial advice, Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas, you do not have to win the lottery to need a good financial advisor. You have to have, in their case, $25,000 or more to invest, and you meet with them and see where you go from there. And you can never do this stuff too early. Nobody has ever said, we just started saving too soon. We invested too soon. We should have waited. Nobody says that. A lot of people say, I wish I'd done it. Now it's too late. Don't get to that point. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas. Here's the website. You call them, set up a meeting, see what you think. Even if you already have an advisor, get a second opinion. What the heck? MarkandJason.com.
See how the roads look right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, about the only things going on, they've just reopened the ramp from Hampton to westbound 44 as they got that second car out of the ditch. So everything looking well there. Still working with the accident on eastbound 64 at 158 with an overturned tractor trailer near Scott Air Force Base. Everything else is running rather well. And this traffic report brought to you by Radio Shack. Trade in 5 working portable electronics and get $25 credit toward a Fitbit Flex tablet or more at Radio Shack through 228 in stores. Details at RadioShack.com, where void where prohibited. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
K. Bova Realty, family-owned, big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find K at www.sellingstlewis.com.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by the Klieg Cab, your AM the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. The app is free, and it's a great app. It's STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi. Now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Happy
How are
Monday,
you, Bill? You too, Bill.
Well, scientists have announced that the doomsday clock, which represents how close we are to nuclear war, is at 5 minutes to apocalypse.
Oh, no.
And they also reminded Americans to remember to set your doomsday clock forward 1 hour if you haven't already.
Yeah.
Hey, and Seattle Seahawks player Richard Sherman, probably saw this last night, stunned viewers with his outburst during a post-game interview with Aaron Andrews. Although afterwards, he said he was just upset because he had caught a Channel 5 news reporter wandering the halls of the locker room checking security. Now, the people are, boy, so mad at Channel 5 for the little security stunt they pulled last week. In fact, people are so mad now that at the end of the Channel 5 newscast, instead of little school kids that hold up their five fingers, the kids are just holding up their middle finger.
No, boy, that's not good.
Yeah. And President Obama said he wouldn't allow his son to play in the NFL. No, who cares?
Yeah.
And finally.
I didn't know he had a son.
Yeah, honestly, I think Obama's just still mad that his imaginary son voted for Romney. I think that's why he's upset.
Oh.
Ah, what are you doing? It looks like my Klieg Cab, the AM and PM Cab Company, downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland, the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
I see ya.
Maybe it's us. Maybe
yeah,
it's us.
I bet it is.
It is. 5 o'clock, Big 550, KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.